ran that race in 2 hours, 22 minutes, and 48 seconds, which is the second fastest time in history.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Oh, folks, you know what that music is. That's the time for modern design.
This blue thing is a really new trend. A lot of the designers are trying to introduce blue as a new cabinet color.
This is topical for you guys. This is really topical.
And the mother said, well, I'd like her room to be gray. And the little girl said, Mom, gray is the color of depression.
Hi, this is Rich Scuderi of Modern Design. We're on live every Wednesday from 2 to 3, and you're listening on WHCR-DB.
Good afternoon, and welcome. The weather this afternoon is showers. High near 53, east winds around 9 miles an hour with gusts as high as 25 miles an hour, and the chance of precipitation is 100%. Tonight, showers likely before 8 p.m., then showers likely with patchy drizzle between 8 p.m. and 5 a.m., and then patchy drizzle after 5 a.m., patchy fog after 8 p.m., otherwise cloudy with a low around 48, northeast winds 5 to 9 miles an hour becoming calm after midnight, and winds could gust up as high as 23 miles an hour, and the chance of precipitation is 70%. Tuesday, patchy showers, then showers and possible a thunderstorm after 1 p.m., and some of the storms could produce gusty winds and heavy rain. Patchy fog before 8 a.m., high near 64, calm winds becoming southeast side to 7 miles an hour in the morning, and winds could just get a gust as high as 21 miles per hour. Tuesday night, showers likely, mainly before 8 p.m., partly cloudy with a low around 46, west winds 8 to 10 miles an hour. The chance of precipitation is 60%. Wednesday, finally sunny with a high near 61. West winds 8 to 10 miles an hour with gusts as high as 20 miles an hour. Wednesday night is partly cloudy with a low around 39. And Thursday, it'll be sunny with a high near 54. Thursday night after 2 a.m., chance of showers. And then Friday, showers likely. And Friday night, showers likely. So you got the picture.
On Thursday, November 8th, from 2 till 7 p.m., the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce will be holding its 30th Annual Business Expo and Food Showcase, presented by PNC Bank. It will be held at Next Level Arena in Flemington, featuring over 100 exhibitors, demos, a chance to enter the cash machine, door prizes, and food tastings from local restaurants. From 4 till 6, meet Bill Spadia from New Jersey 101.5. Admission is free. For details, call the Chamber at 908-782-7115 or visit hunterdonchamber.org.
Good afternoon and welcome to Mental Health Matters. I'm Larry Cartwright, your host, and our co-host is Tracy Ivey. And this is the NAMI's Hour, compliments at Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. NAMI is the National Alliance on Mental Illness. And there is a chapter of NAMI in every county in the state, every state in the union, and overseas. In Hunterdon County, we're all volunteers. We have no office, no paid staff. We work out of our houses, etc. And what we try to do is we try to help people who either have someone in their family or someone they work with or someone they know or are friends with who have a mental illness. And also we try to help the person who has the illness get the help they need through directing them to various places to get help. We also have what they call a support group, which is the third Thursday of every month. It's held at 52 East Main Street in Flemington. And it's from 7 to about 8:30. Sometimes it goes till 9 o'clock, depending how talkative the people are. We also have what they call a family-to-family class, which is hopefully will start in January. And it is a 12-week course for families who have someone or know someone. And what the course tries to do is it goes over medications, side effects, etc. And then it tries to get... You know, it tells the people what to do, what not to do in certain circumstances. And it also then tries to get the person to feel what it's like to be the person with the illness. And it's all free. You don't have to be a member of NAMI to go to the support group or take the class or anything like that. All materials at the class are free. If you need any more information or like to question about it, you can dial 908-284-0500. That's 908-284-0500. We don't man it 24/7, but we have a lady who checks it at least twice a day, and we promise we will get back to you. Today, we are very privileged to have Mike Skinner with us, and I believe Mike is in New Hampshire. Is that correct, Mike?
That is correct, sir.
Okay. I thought, I keep wanting to say Maine, but at the last minute, I said, no, it's New Hampshire.
Maine is nice.
Yeah, it is. We've been to New Hampshire, and that's nice, too, you know. But Mike is a publisher of a monthly newsletter called Surviving Spirit. He's also a musician, and from what I understand, a very good musician. Don't get a big head, though, Mike, okay?
No.
And Mike also travels around speaking about mental health, and Mike also has some mental health issues himself. But it's a pleasure speaking with you again. It's been a while, and I want to thank you for taking time out of your schedule to speak with us.
Honored to be asked, Larry.
Well, you know, it's been a while since I met you when you spoke at a NAMI conference. It's been a few years. And, you know, it's just always nice to... I got to tell you, I want to simply say I love your newsletter, okay?
Thanks.
I can't imagine the work that's involved in putting it together. But I know that, you know, it's so informative. And in many, many cases, it's inspiring. And I just find it amazing that you get all these quotes or find all these quotes from various people. That research must be very time-consuming.
Well, thank you for noticing, and thank you for the kind words. It's a labor of love.
Well, that's good, you know, because, like I said, I find it awesome. And I know that I've showed it to my wife or printed it out and given it to my wife, and she found it awesome. And Tracy, my co-host, wants me to send you her email so she can be added to the list.
Excellent.
Good. I will send it to you.
The next issue this week. I've compiled the resources this year. Now I just got to actually put it together and send it out, hopefully by the end of the week.
And where do you look up all these quotes from the people? All over, or
all over, Larry. And then I may see something. I may, you know, I can be reading a book or an article, and I say, oh, that's great. So, you know, then I'm handwriting it, or I'll Google it to try to make sure I have the exact, you know, word.
Right. And some of them, are very famous people, and some are just, you know, somebody never heard of, you know, but lot of them
some
are very
people with a. With a great thought, statement to share, and it's like, okay, that's cool. So it's all over the place. And then reading articles or someone has sent something to me to say, hey, you might want to share this. Or there's a variety of different things. You know, I read books, and then that can spur me to look online at other relative topics, and then I find these things. And trying to find things that are relevant to all of us, but yet aren't so much being covered by other newsletters or other, because there's tons of information out there. So I try to share a little of this, and always making sure I share something that has to do with the creative arts how that's associated with healing.
And it is associated with healing, you know.
Right.
And you know, it's just, you know, I just find it amazing. And like I said, I'm going to send you Tracy Ivey's email address so you can add her to the list because, you know, she wants to be part of the list.
Just send me an email with it, and then I'll just add her in, and then I'll send her a back copy.
Okay, good.
Great, thank you.
That was painless, huh?
Yeah, that wasn't too bad. You know? How about it? Was it on your end painless?
No, fine.
Anyway, I know that, you know, I believe you suffer from PTSD. Is that correct?
I deal with,
and as some sort
stress.
Of
I deal with, you know, there's depression that creeps in and out.
Right, right. I was going to say in some sort of depression. You know, it's funny, not funny, but that's a poor choice of words for me, but just about everybody gets depressed at one point or another.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
You know, and we do. We all do. I don't care who you are. You know, and the point, I guess, is how long the depression lasts.
Right.
You know, and that's the difference. And unfortunately, in many cases, it lasts too long. You know.
And you look at everybody's situation. You know, if you've just lost your job and then you can't find work, that's just going to keep perpetuating a cycle of depression. And maybe someone's broken up with you, or
you've lost
a family member or a friend. So
divorce or
and
you know, whatever.
It's complicated.
Yeah.
The more issues are being piled onto the, you know, the depression and the life losses that you're already dealing with. And
right. You know, or you totaled your brand new car, you know.
So it's not something that can just be healed overnight, though I wish it was. And something that still saddens me, and I think, well, as fellow advocates and, you know, trying to raise awareness on this so we do speak out about it, you know, depending on, you know, what study you're looking at or what article, you know, they're either saying 1 in 4 or 1 in 5 people will struggle with some serious mental health condition in their life. That's a lot of people. And yet, one thing that's common, they'll say, is that 2/3 don't seek help because of the stigma around it. And
that's sad.
That's just wrong.
Yep, I agree. That's totally wrong.
I think in, you know, having a show like this, what you do in your neighborhood of New Jersey, what I do with the newsletter and other things is trying to break down that stigma. No, it's okay to talk about this stuff and get the help that you so richly deserve.
Absolutely. And, you know, you mentioned about losing your job. I remember a while back, a company I was working for was taken over by another company. And I made it through 3 downsizings, but the fourth I got downsized. So 2 weeks, I'm out splitting wood in the woods in our backyard, and I'm just totally depressed.
Right.
And all of a sudden, one day, I was out there, and I'm splitting wood, and I swung the axe down, and it split the wood, and I said, hey, you got a mortgage, you got 4 kids, you got car payments, you got taxes, you better get your butt out and get a job. And it didn't matter at that point what kind of a job, because, you know, 4 kids to feed and a mortgage, you know, you do something, you know. But I wound up with a job, and, you know, but I can understand how that can affect people, you know, because I know how it affected me, you know. And when I first got the job, in one aspect, it was good. I got a job. We got income again. We're not going to lose the house, et cetera. And the other aspect was, I liked my old job a lot better than this one, you know.
Yeah.
But the problem was I needed that one, you know. So, you know, it's just sad, you know, because that's what NAMI and you and a lot of other people are trying to do is break that stigma. You know, we've used this example time and time again. If someone had cancer or multiple sclerosis or something, they wouldn't be stepping back when you said that. You know,
no.
I tell people my son is paranoid schizophrenic and everybody steps 2 feet back because they don't want to catch it, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
And fortunately, right now, he's doing very well. You know, he's got his own apartment for the last 7-plus years in Flemington. He works at BJ's for over 3 years. Takes his meds religiously. He volunteers at the hospital one day a week. So he's doing well, okay, compared to 15 years prior, you know. But, you know, it's just sad. It really is that there's this stigma attached to it, you know. And even the people with the illness, they don't want to talk about it. They don't want to go get help, like you said, because of the stigma. And I know my son, he wouldn't say he had mental illness. I would say about 12 years he wouldn't say it.
Mm-hmm.
He'd just say he didn't feel good or his illness, he was feeling sick, you know. But now he'll talk about it. But, you know, it took a long time, you know. And I know that with these illnesses and everything, people seem to go through emotional exhaustion. Would you speak to that?
Yeah. It's draining on yourself, and it's also draining on the other person or people in your life.
Right. Well, what is it exactly?
What's that, the draining?
No, the emotional exhaustion. What is that? Because of the situation you're in?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
I just... you're tired, you know.
Right.
Your emotions kick the crap out of you.
Yeah, exactly.
Range you.
So you're talking about also not being able to get out of bed in the morning sometimes, too?
Say that again?
But so you're also talking about maybe not being able to get out of bed for in the morning?
That and just... that's one aspect of it, but
right.
It's just... being tired from all of life's stresses, whatever they may be, because, you know, what's stressful for me may not be so much for you, but it's wiping you out, you know, emotional exhaustion, you know, someone who is taking care of a partner or family member with, you know, cancer, that is draining.
Sure, sure.
You may be going to a job that you don't really care for, but as you were just saying earlier, you got to pay your bills.
Right. Yeah, definitely.
And,
you know.
So yeah, you're happy that you have the job itself to make the rent or the mortgage or all the other things. But Don, if you're being beaten up by it, that doesn't help.
Right. Right. And you know, it is sad because you know, I just want to mention real quick. Then we have to take a break. Your newsletter, you had a, I don't know what you call those things, but you could click on it, and it gave a whole thing about emotional exhaustion.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? You know
link.
What I'm talking about? Yeah, there was a link. That's it. That's the word I couldn't think of.
Yeah, it's the link. So within the newsletter are always the links to the article or the website that I pulled the information from. So
right.
And all the newsletters are archived right at the website, so survivingspirit.com. And then you'll see that there's PDFs there.
I happened to open that one on emotional exhaustion, and I found it very interesting.
Good.
A lot of what I read I already knew, but some of it I didn't, you know, and it was very interesting. So
what I find, too, is, even when I've learned something, then I read it again or see another article on the same topic. It's like, oh, yeah, because I think we can forget about things even though we've learned it. It's
exactly.
Gone to the back of our mind.
Exactly. And, you know, it sometimes it gives it a new perspective, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just wanted to mention that was very good because I looked at that. That was pretty awesome. We've got to take a quick break. You're listening to Mental Health Matters, and we'll be back in just a couple minutes.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterton at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterton, the voice for mental health in Hunterton County.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody right there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know? The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Georgine Trinkle. I want to invite you to listen to Hunt and Hunterdon every Monday from 4 to 5 p.m. You'll be treated to discussions on hot topics every week. Hunt and Hunterdon provides a more in-depth look at issues that are happening right now. You can catch the show live and call in on what matters to you. Make sure to download the podcast to catch up on all our hot topics.
Welcome back to Mental Health Matters. I'm Larry Cartwright, your host, and my co-host is Tracy Ivey. And we're very privileged today to have with us Mike Skinner, who's up in New Hampshire and speaking to us through the phone. And Mike is a publisher of a monthly newsletter called Surviving Spirit. He's also a musician, and he travels around speaking about mental health. Mike, it's glad to have you back. And my partner, Tracy, has some questions she'd like to ask, so I'm going to let her jump in.
Okay.
Okay, Mike, does your music deal with mental health issues in any way, or the types of songs, or is that just something totally different?
Absolutely.
Uh-huh.
So at my website, I have the three CDs posted, and you can hear several tracks. There's some live videos also at my which there's also links to take you to the YouTube channel. And then in the music section of the website, there's two-minute clips of each song, and some of the songs are definitely, that's what they were written about. So if I'm just going to...
Did you write most of the songs?
Or? I wrote these, yes.
Oh, I see, okay. So we're talking about breaking the stigma. What... Does that help to break the stigma sometimes when people hear the lyrics?
It absolutely has, because it helped me. Music opened up a lot of doors in terms of me being able to perform around the country at conferences that address the issues of trauma, abuse, and mental health. Even recently, as 2 weeks ago, I was performing at a university here in New Hampshire, and I've done many other schools as well on different events. There's a two-edged sword to that, though, because there are songs that I've written that address these issues of, you know, the pain of depression or of trauma, of child abuse, losses, hurts. The stigma, you know, being mistreated by whether it's mental health providers, doctors, family members, friends. But also I share the hope, the joy. But that there's a two-edged sword to that, as I started to say, is I also write songs that have nothing to do with that, just about mm-hmm. life and love and loss. Mm-hmm. And that can interfere with me trying to get other work, because people, they'll visit my website and they just get cold feet and they think I'm just going to sing about depression or child abuse or something. So on one hand, it's helping to get people talking about it. I've performed in theaters. I've performed in events that 20 or 30 of people sitting there, up to, 700, 800, and there was, I think there was one time I had like 1,000 or 1,200 people in a room. So that is definitely raising awareness. I can honestly say that I've been able to sell my CDs in every state of this country, parts of South America, Canada, parts of Europe. My songs have been used, one of them's in a documentary about men healing from childhood sexual abuse. My songs have been used in one way, actually, they took the lyrics from Walk With Me and they used it in a rap song. It was used on Broadway, so I was collecting royalties for that for a while.
Okay. That's called Walk With
People,
Me?
Peer support centers in different places, mental health articles. I let them use the lyrics if they want to. They can use them in articles and stuff. Mm-hmm. So, yes. It does raise awareness, but it can also interfere with your other part of your life that you're trying to do.
Right, right, I understand. And how long have you been doing the music?
I started writing this stuff because all my issues came to a head in 1993. And so I'd say like 94, 95, I was picking up the guitar and just started, practicing and writing songs and putting it together. And within a few years, I did record the album Train of Tears. That's pretty much self-explanatory. But I have on there songs about, again, life, loss. Walk With Me is addressing the stigma, what we're talking about. And I'm just saying, please look at me and other people for who we are. We're human beings,
Is that one of your most popular songs, Walk With Me?
Back in the day, every now and then I still pull it out or I just share the lyrics.
Are you still writing music?
What's that?
Are you still writing music?
Oh, absolutely. I actually have enough for another CD, and I want to get back to recording it, but I had some physical health issues in the last couple of years that have just gotten in the way. One, I was dealing with a really bad concussion, which impacted everything.
You shouldn't be out there playing football.
But yes, what I'm working on is to record another CD.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Wow. That bad of a concussion, huh?
It was bad. It actually, Larry, kept me out of work. I couldn't... Because I play the guitar and sing, but I've been drumming ever since the age of 10, and that's how I made a living for a good part of my life. But for the last several years, I was playing in bands, classic rock bands, Weekend Warrior stuff, but it was fun, but it's part of my vocation, it's what I get paid for. I actually had to leave a band that I was drumming with last year because of the noise, the lights. Stimulation was just overwhelming. So you were talking about depression and things. That made me depressed because
I could understand that.
I couldn't do gigs on the guitar because even that, the concentration was just too much.
I can understand that.
Do you feel like you're fully recovered yet?
I'm back in... May and June, I definitely could feel myself turning the corner. I actually have, about 2 months ago, I joined a band drumming, so we're rehearsing, so I hope to be playing with the band in a few months. And then I've been, I did go out and play a few gigs on the guitar in some pubs and coffee houses. I have done several other presentations that I do, when I travel across the country and stuff. And I'm feeling better with my stamina and stuff. I'm going to start going back to playing more on the guitar as well. So
that's great.
When you play, whether it's the drums or the guitar, do you find that calms you down?
It does. The drums are a great outlet for, emotion, for anger, frustration.
Yeah, right.
And so this is when one of the things I truly believe we intrinsically know how to help ourselves heal. So as a young boy, I was drawn to that. And, of course, you know, there's a lot of practice to that, to do it professionally.
Sure.
But it does help. So I have a music room, and I have a drum set up, but I also have a set of congas. I have all kinds of percussive things. I'll just go in there and play for several minutes by myself, and it whether for fun or just to get out some angst. So, yes, it calms me down, mm-hmm. and it's the same with the guitar. I can just pick up the guitar and either play my own songs or play a Beatles song or mm-hmm. a song written by Bob Dylan or Bob Seger, anything, and I just enjoy playing it. I can just enjoy playing the guitar in my backyard or in my living room just for mm-hmm. myself, for my own enjoyment.
You play a bass guitar or are you regular guitar?
No, it's a six-string guitar.
Okay. A reason I ask is because my daughter's significant other, not married, but, you know, is in a band. And he's
cool.
in quite a few bands, actually. But the one is a Billy Joel band. And
and
they do all of Billy Joel stuff, and he plays the bass guitar. And
excellent.
He can fill in a little bit on the drums. Not much. They do have a drummer.
Very nice.
But, yeah. And it's ironic because the fella that started it years ago, I had him when he was about 14, 15, in a youth group I did at a church. So it's kind of, you know, small world, you know.
But, uh-huh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But, you know, so he's like the Billy Joel. He plays the, you know, the piano and all that. I mean, mm-hmm. what do you call it? Not the piano, but that other
keyboards.
Thing. Keyboard. There you go. Thank
uh-huh.
you.
I'm the word person.
Yeah. She's the word person. You know, I just talk. She gets all the things
writer,
right.
So
you know.
Yeah.
She's a writer, so she has to know all these words, you know. Me, I'm a schmuck. I don't know them all, you know.
So,
and, you know, Tracy, when you're asking about the songs, I have one song called Sorrow, and I tend to do this a lot, and that's off my second CD. And that's my own experiences, but also the experiences of so many others that I have met, whether it's in a large conference or in a support group, or even for a time, there was a couple of years that here in New Hampshire and some places in Massachusetts, I was going into peer support centers or maybe even into the, you know, the state hospital and just playing mm-hmm. music for folks, having fun. Mm-hmm. And people would share with me their stories and how I would ask, did you tell your counselor? Have you told anyone? And they'd say, yeah, but they told me it's in the past and not to talk about it. And the one thing I've learned about trauma is you have to be able to talk about stuff.
Right.
So right.
that
right.
song came from just hearing folks over and over again that, you know, they're silenced in sharing their pain and whatever the life trauma may be.
Mm-hmm.
I also, you know, have songs about, you know, you can fall in love again because I still have hope. I'm still one who sees the glasses half full.
Mm-hmm. Right. So what kind of reaction do you get from people? Do they find some of the songs healing, like Sorrow or Walk With Me, or is it?
You know, this is, for me, it's interesting. Because I hear my songs in my perspective. But when people either tell me or they've written to me via an email or maybe through the website or whatever, that they find my songs soothing and relaxing. And I've had some people tell me how their kids use my CD or CDs to go to sleep at night. And I'm like thinking,
wow.
I couldn't do that. So it's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, people, they do find it helpful because that's a good thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
You know.
You know, I'm without being a braggart, I'm good at what I do, and the songs are well written. They're good songs. I wouldn't call them pop hits. There's a couple that have, you know, that I feel if they were marketed right could be on the radio, but, you know, they're written from a songwriter. So my songs could be performed in a coffee house or any type of a setting, and it's just, you know, someone telling a story through music. That's really what I'm doing.
Okay. Yeah, and you know, as long as you enjoy doing it, that is very helpful also.
I do. I absolutely do. And then I am blessed when I put the CD together, because I'll put down the basic tracks. It's myself on the guitar and my friend Chris Schindler on bass guitar, and we lay down the rhythm track, and you know, I put down what's called a scratch vocal to sort of, you know, keep it in place. And then I'll go back and put the drums down. I'll lay the drums down, but then I have several friends that'll come in and put down the lead guitar work, the piano, the keyboards. One friend even, you know, put some saxophone on it. So I'm blessed in that respect. So you end up, it's like a band album, though. It's put together in pieces, in a sense.
Mm-hmm.
That makes sense.
Yeah. You know, it's funny because I've been doing this radio show since the Chamber of Commerce started a little over 7 years ago. And people say to me every now and then, well, why do you do all this, you know, blah, blah, blah. And first of all, I like doing it. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Second of all, I feel by putting the word out to people like we're doing, if you reach one person, it makes it worthwhile.
Right.
And, you know, you don't have to solve the whole world, I mean, because you're not going to. So if you reach one person, that's it. That's great. And it's like running a support group. If one person comes and they're in crisis and turmoil and what have you, and you can calm them down and put them on a right path, it's all worthwhile.
Right.
You know, and with you, with the music and songwriting and stuff, and I know that you also travel around speaking, you know.
Right.
So that's awesome. And it, you know, like if you reach one person with your song, hey, that's what it's all about. You know?
And that is how I feel at the end of the day, whether I'm writing an article or sharing or been part of something in an interview, music, you know, public speaking, whatever it is, if I'm reaching one person, I'm okay with that.
Right,
you know?
Right. And, you know, a lot of times, like with your newsletter, a lot of times you're reaching people who are someone who has someone either in their family or they're with someone or know someone who has a mental health issue, and they're reading about it and it's helping them.
Right.
And, you know, so you have to look at it that way.
Right. So that was a question I was going to ask. Why and when you started your newsletter?
It started back when I started learning how to use a computer, probably in the mid-90s. You know, an email was starting to take place and different things. And it was through the speaking and the performing and different things and getting people's email addresses. I started sharing articles or songs or whatever insight that I had come across or quotes. And I called it Survivor Friends and Friends of Survivors, and I would just, you know, share it. And then it again eventually morphed into the Surviving Spirit newsletter, and it just became more focused and really disciplined in putting out things. And so it was a work in progress, and I will, Tracy, I can, at the Surviving Spirit website, and in the process of overhauling the website to bring it up, make it newer looking, if you will. It's behind the scenes. It's being worked on. But this is the last paragraph. What started with a mailing list of several hundred has grown into a list of several thousand. We are fortunate that other organizations and individuals share the newsletter with their friends and colleagues. The newsletter reaches people all over the U.S., Canada, England, Scotland, Ireland, Switzerland, many parts of Europe, Australia, New Zealand, Japan, Kenya, Ghana, Israel, Jamaica, South Africa, Cameroon, Puerto Rico, Iceland, and Thailand. So, and
did you leave any out?
No, those are the ones that I actually know.
I think that's more places than the radio show.
What's that?
She said she thinks that's more places that reached on the radio show.
Well, yeah. you did tell me you got a note from New Zealand, right, Larry?
And how I know that, this is from people who've reached out to me to be on the mailing list, okay?
Right. Mm-hmm.
And then it's shared, so there's organizations, and I get this all the time from people that they share it with their colleagues, so it has a larger effect. I have spoken at places or performed, and someone will say, oh, you're the surviving spirit.
Yeah.
Oh.
And they'll tell me how their colleague or a peer or a friend has shared the newsletter with them. So it does, it makes an impact.
Absolutely.
It does get out there. So I'm grateful for that.
Right.
Absolutely.
So what is your newsletter for people who want to find out more? I mean, not your web address for people who want to.
Okay, so the Surviving Spirit is just survivingspirit.com.
Okay.
To find my my own website, it's mskinnermusic.com. And generally, if you Google Michael Skinner Mental Health Advocate, it'll bring you to me.
Okay.
Or musician, but it's mskinnermusic.com.
Well, you know, it's just like the radio show is on the internet. So it goes out all over.
And right.
We've gotten, in the past, New Zealand, Australia, Germany, and just about every state in the union response for it. So, you know, like you said, it goes out all over, you know.
Mm-hmm. And that is the power of the internet, because as an independent musician, independent radio show, we couldn't have done this years ago, especially, you know, for musicians, because to be able to say to you, I haven't toured in every one of those states, but the internet brought the CDs into people's living rooms.
Exactly.
They could say, hey, I want to buy this.
Right,
you know?
Right, exactly. And that's, you know, that's amazing. And that's, you know, I don't know how it does it, but it's way above my pay grade. You know what I mean?
And it's the same with me, because I collect royalty checks from Europe for the songs being played over there.
Right.
They don't, you know, it's just, they don't tell you where it's being played, but I'm like, wow, I couldn't do that on my own, but it gets out there, and it's like, okay.
And that's wonderful, you know? I know that, I just want to switch a little bit here for a second.
Okay.
If someone's physical health, or lack thereof, could that not be also a cause of distress and bring on anxiety and depression?
Yes.
You know, I would think it could, you know. You know, like you were saying with your concussion, you know, you couldn't perform, you couldn't do what you enjoy doing and what you, you know, like doing. So that had to be depressive, you know.
I couldn't even go outside and work in the yard, Larry.
Right, right.
And so
wouldn't break my heart at all.
We like work in the yard. We like doing things, and I couldn't do that.
Do you mean
I couldn't go to the Y and swim anymore? I, you know, so things like that. Friends inviting you over, and you could go over for a little while because you're wearing sunglasses and, you know, the word is failing me, earplugs in your ears.
Right.
To keep down the noise, but then you could only stay there for maybe 20 minutes to a half hour, and then you have to leave. Mm-hmm. That is depressing.
Yeah, sure. Right. Mm-hmm. No, it is. And, you know, like you're, in order to stay in relatively good health, you have to do the things that you enjoy doing to get you there.
Right.
You know, and it's unfortunate when you can't, you know.
Because then you cannot do the things that you want to do. So then, you know, what has helped me is, you know, the whole thing with, you know, meditation and mindfulness and saying, okay, this too shall pass. And you can say that forever, but it's still, you're still bummed out because you would still like to be able to do something.
Sure, sure.
But eventually, you know, things do come back. It may not be come back to what where you were, but learning that acceptance, okay, well, this is what I'm going to be able to do, and that's okay.
Right. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think that it takes a while for someone to reach that point of accepting.
Right.
You know, and once they've reached that point of accepting, then their wellness can get better, you know.
Right.
Because they've accepted the fact.
Well, I do that with, because we were talking earlier about, you know, post-traumatic stress issues. Because mm-hmm. every now and then I'll still, something will trigger me and, you know, cause me to feel run down and I just want to, you know, do the fight, flight, or freeze. And I've got enough coping skills and grounding to keep myself focused as best I can, but I've actually learned to say to myself, this is going to pass. And
right.
And I've learned not to fight it, whereas before I'd try to fight it and keep it from happening, and that just made it worse. So now it may only last a half hour, it may be a few hours, it may just be for the day, and then the next day it's gone. And mm-hmm. that awareness, that mindfulness, okay, it is what it is, and mm-hmm. just to not fight it.
Right, right.
And sometimes it may mean picking up the guitar to help, but there's sometimes that I pick up the guitar and it's like holding a 2x4 because it's just not there. So right. I love walking, so I'll go for a walk, but sometimes mm-hmm. the walk doesn't help snap the things. So just being right. aware that you just, you know, go to your little toolbox of different things, but
right.
sometimes it may just mean you just need to rest.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Right.
We have to take a quick break. We'll okay. be right back, Mike. Hang in there.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Welcome back to Mental Health Matters. I'm Larry Cartwright, your host, and my co-host is Tracy Ivey. And we're very privileged today to have Mike Skinner, who's up in New Hampshire, so he's talking to us through the phone because he didn't want to come down for an hour here.
I will the next time.
Yeah, 6 hours to come down and, you know, do 1 hour on the show.
Why me
you know?
At the coffee house gig?
Oh, that's perfect, because I was just going to ask where you are in New Hampshire. Are you anywhere near Keene?
Near Keene? No, I'm about an hour away from Keene. I'm a little town called Goffstown. It's right next to Manchester.
Okay, got it. Okay, great.
And we were up there we've been up there numerous times camping up in various areas up in New Hampshire and Maine and such like that, you know, with my little pop-up, you know. We don't have a big camper, just a little pop-up, you know. But
hey, if it works.
Yeah, well. I was born in Brooklyn, so, you know, my vacation was my mother would take me to Coney Island and throw me in the water, you know. But my wife, when we got married and everything, and she's saying, oh, you know, and we started having kids, she says, you know, we've got to go camping because, you know, at that time you paid for the kids in a hotel and you didn't get breakfast, you paid for everything. And I says, camping. I just spent 4.5 years in the military crawling on the ground. There's no way in God's creation I'm going to sleep on the ground. She says, oh, well, we get a pop-up. Well, what the hell is a pop-up? I didn't know what a pop-up was.
Right.
We never went camping. I didn't know. So she showed me, and we've been having a pop-up ever since. So,
cool.
Yeah, it is. I understand Tracy has some questions she'd like to ask you, so I'm going to let her.
No, I was just going to continue. Just before the break, you were talking about acceptance and ways to cope, and I thought we might continue with that a little. I remember someone, I once saw a T-shirt, which I thought was good, and that was the best way around it is through it.
Yeah.
Right.
And that's something I think of, you know, when you're facing something really bad, like you might as well just go through it. You're not going to be able to get around it.
Because it's human, it's normal to just say, I want to avoid this, but it's just going to be there. It's going to be there the next day or the next day. It's going to come back and bite you. So I agree. As difficult as it may be, and sometimes we make it out to be worse than what it is, but getting through it, and this is where, you know, having peer support and things like that helps us to get through those things.
Right. And, you know, like I tell a lot of the people who come to the family-to-family classes and the support group, if they have someone in their family or know someone or work with someone or whatever the case may be, next-door neighbor or whatever, I say to them, you know, in order for you to help someone, you have to be in good shape.
Yes.
Physically and mentally. So if you're caring for an aged parent 24/7, you've got to take time out of that to do something you like. Like you said, you like walking. Okay, so that's my wife. She'll walk around a block, and where we live, that's 2.5 miles. So I don't walk around the block, but I go to the gym, you know. But, you know, so you've got to do what you like. I says, if you don't like walking or reading or whatever, I says, a lot of times you can just sit on your back porch and look at the stars. And, you know, it's like a sort of meditation, you know.
It is.
And I do that sometimes just to, you know, get the beauty of the sky and the stars and, you know, the sunsets and stuff like that. But you got to do something to keep you healthy so you can help the person you want to help.
Right.
And,
you know, all our little rituals, whether it's our cup of coffee in the morning or looking out into the woods or at nighttime, all those little things matter. And,
right.
You know, and just taking time for yourself, because you can't help someone else if you're not helping yourself. Mm-hmm.
And even if you are the one with the illness, it's the same thing. You know, you do what you can do to help yourself. And, you know, whatever that may be, if it's walking or riding your bike or, you know, whatever, reading, you know, I'm a big reader. I love reading books. And, you know, so that's my thing, along with sitting on the back deck and, you know, watching the stars. But I do like reading, and I do go to the gym, and I drag my youngest son with me to the gym, you know,
so,
you know, that way he gets some exercise too, you know, but.
So, Mike, do you have any upcoming trips for either speaking or playing?
No, I've actually, my last thing was a couple weeks ago, and I have not booked anything or looked for anything, because I'm actually, I just wanted to chill for the next couple months and then regroup, because, as I said, I just got into this band, and I'm doing more on the guitar. But what I am thinking about, and talking about pop-up campers, but I've long entertained this idea of just traveling across the country, either in a Class C vehicle or somehow setting something up. But I could just, I don't mean just showing up, but just lining it so I could perform in places. And so, to just tour like I used to, but on a lower key. So
sort of an open road tour.
I'm working all that out in my head.
That's interesting.
So, yeah, well,
New Jersey and where you folks are would be a place I'd go to. So,
well, there's a place in my township that has, you know, one night a week where anybody can get up and sing and play and whatever. So
yeah.
I forget what they could. There's a name for it, but I don't know what it is. But, you know. Open mic, they call it.
I need to make money for this, because I'm not independently wealthy, so trying to figure out the logistics to this, where, because not every time can you be booked into a conference where they're going to pay you decent money to do it, because, you know, a coffee house or a pub are different things. I can still live off of that, but you have to have a string of them, you know.
Right.
So here's what
I'm
thinking.
Series of them. So trying to, the logistics of that, like I said, because
Well, I'd throw you a couple bucks if you were down on the open mic.
No. So here's what I'm thinking. Since you've got...
Feed the musician fund.
You've got the internet there to your advantage.
So I am thinking about
Here's
this,
what I'm thinking.
Gonna,
you do a tour. It's a fundraiser.
So to be continued.
Yeah, right.
You do a tour. It's a fundraiser for a national mental health organization. So you're always talking about where you're going to go, but you obviously... Some of the proceeds go to the organization, and some go to paying your bills and your own upkeep. And you might be able to get a lot of publicity that way, too.
Aha. Uh-huh. So that's what I'm...
Yeah, playing with
the ideas. Folks. Just send them on.
Interesting.
Well, Mike...
As my business card says, have guitar, will travel.
If you would, Mike, would you give the website... Again, either your website first and then the one for the newsletter.
Okay, so my website is mskinnermusic.com.
Okay.
And then the Surviving Spirit is Surviving Spirit, all one word, survivingspirit.com.
Okay. And what about an email address? Do you give anything out?
That's real easy, yeah, right, because then I can send you all kinds of stuff.
What's that?
It's my name, all one word, Mike Skinner at Comcast.net.
Okay. That's easy. Great.
Mike, I can't tell you how happy I am to speaking to you again. I can't believe how fast the time flew by. But but you'll have to come back on again,
All right. I'm gonna get down there. We got to go out for coffee.
Well, I tell you, you come down, you're welcome to stay over at my house.
We'll line up a gig somewhere.
You're welcome to stay at my house.
The coffee hat.
Yeah, exactly. But I will send you Tracy's email address so you can get her on the newsletter list. Okay?
Thank you so much.
Thank you. I really appreciate it, Mike.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, Mike.
Remember, folks, mental health really does matter. We'll see you again next week, same time, same station.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
The traffic is stuck.
Max Living, brought to you by the Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey. Join me, your host, Mark LaRose, every Wednesday at 1 p.m. right here on Hunterdon Chamber Radio. I'll be discussing important health and fitness subjects, featuring guests and success stories. We are here to help motivate you.
It's a beautiful day.
Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Republican and Democratic presidential campaigns are being targeted by hackers. National Intelligence Director James Clapper saying the hackers may be working for foreign governments, noting that U.S. government officials are working with the campaigns to educate them about the threats. It's a guilty verdict for the woman on trial for killing her 5-year-old son in New Jersey more than 2 decades ago. We get details from Jennifer Polsone.
A jury convicting Michelle Lazinski for killing little Timothy Wiltsy back in 1991. Her brother, who was in court, agrees with the jury's findings.
Right from the beginning, it was a no-win situation for the family. You know, we were devastated by Timmy's murder, and we've been living with that for a long time. And now, you know, my sister's going to be put away for a long time, and we're devastated by that, too.
The time of his killing, his mother claimed the boy went missing from a carnival in Sayreville and had been abducted. The now Florida woman was not charged until 2014 when investigators reopened the case. She plans to appeal her sentencing, though scheduled for August 23rd.
Protesters in Paris upset about new labor reforms, and USA Radio's Russ Jones explains water cannons and tear gas were used to calm the violent crowds.
Truckers blocked intersections. Thousands took to the streets in protest to government reforms. Reforms intended to make it easier to hire and fire employees in an effort to correct a bad economy and an all-time high unemployment rate of 10%.
France has a strict 35-hour work week, and unions threaten more strikes and demonstration if things don't improve. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, Pat. You know, between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb.
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that.